That's a beautiful song. That's a wonderful song. Go with me now, if you would, to Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12. We sing a song here that says, "Someday the silver cord will break, and I no more as now shall sing. But oh, the joy when I shall wake within the palace of the King. Someday my earthly house will fall. I cannot tell how soon it will be. But this I know, my all in all has now a place in heaven for me. Someday till then I'll watch and wait, my lamp all trimmed and burning bright, that when my Savior opens the gate, my soul to Him may take its flight. And I shall see Him face to face and tell the story, saved by grace." That song was written by our sister Fanny Crosby. And in that song, she was saying the same thing that Hebrews 12 verses 1 and 2 are saying. Hebrews 12 verse 1 says, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God." I have titled this message, "Keep Going and Keep Looking." Keep going and keep looking. That's what I need to hear. Keep going and keep looking. That's it. That's it. The writer of the book of Hebrews, who it doesn't say who the writer is. Most people believe it's the Apostle Paul. But the writer of this book is comparing this life to a race. And what an accurate comparison that is. This is a race. This is a race. We're running through a race. We feel like it's a race against time. But we're running through a race. You ever feel like you're running in a race? It's not one that we feel we're winning. I feel like I'm struggling to keep up. If you want to know where I am at this moment in time, this is what I feel in my heart. Had a brother call me today and said, "What's going on?" And I told him, "I got about 300 irons in the fire." I feel like I am struggling to keep up. I feel like that guy who is lagging behind, struggling to keep up. I'm serious. I'm serious. And I'm just talking about this race of life. I'm just talking about trying to make it through life. And trying to be everything that I need to be. And we're all doing that. Just trying to be everything that we need to be and want to be and desire to be. He said in verse 1, this is a race. But he said, keep running. Keep running. You know, we start thinking, everything starts piling up, and we think, how am I going to do this? How am I going to get through this? Keep running. Just keep running. He said, the prize has already been won. All right, this is a race, and the prize has already been won. The cross has already been endured. The shame has already been despised. The rest and the peace has already been entered into. Let me say that last one again. The rest and the peace has already been entered into. Just keep running. Just keep going. The end of verse 1, he said, let us run with patience. Let us run. Let's run with patience. Patience means cheerful endurance. If somebody has patience, they're not just griping and complaining and fed up and this. They have patience. They have cheerful endurance. That's what patience is. The word means steadfast waiting. The word means not swerving from the deliberate purpose. Patience. This life is chaotic. It is chaotic. It feels so crazy. This life feels so crazy. We are here. We are there. We're trying to keep up. That's what we're doing. Just trying to keep up. But we have a deliberate purpose. We have a deliberate purpose. We have a goal. We have a prize. And we need to run this race looking unto Him. Our goal, our prize. We need to run this race looking unto Him. We need to stay the deliberate course looking unto the Lord Jesus Christ. We just need to keep going through this life looking unto the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, who is the author and finisher of our faith, the one who loved us and washed us from our sins in His own blood. To know that our Lord has saved us, washed us, covered us, redeemed us. It's done. To know that, that's what will help us keep going. He said, just keep going. Now, for the sake of life, my life, your life, for the sake of life, I want to tell us two things tonight, all right? Keep going and keep looking. Keep going and keep looking. Just keep running in this race and keep looking to the Lord Jesus Christ. How am I going to do this? What am I supposed to do? Keep going and keep looking. Keep looking to the Lord Jesus Christ. And as we go and as we look, I want to give us three things to look for. As we go. If we go, it's going to be the Lord moving us. If we keep going, it's going to be the Lord drawing us. But as we go and as we look, let's look for these three things, okay? Number one, turn with me, if you would, to Psalm 123. Psalm 123, verse 2 says, behold, as the eyes of servants look unto the hand of their masters, and as the eyes of a maiden unto the hand of her mistress, so our eyes wait upon the Lord our God until that He have mercy upon us. In this life, this is so serious. This is just so serious. In this life, before we look for anything, we need to look for mercy. We need to look for mercy. Before we look for anything, we need to look for mercy. And it's only found in one place. There's only one place to find it. I want people to know this so badly. I want people to know this so, so badly. It's going to take the miracle and the power of God revealing it to a man or a woman to cause them to know it, just like He revealed it to us and caused us to know it. The only reason we know these things is because He in mercy chose to reveal it to us. And He's going to have to choose to reveal it to anyone who knows it. But I want people to know this so badly. Look to Christ for mercy. Religion has people so confused because they're trying to figure out what component of me do I need to look to clinch the deal on this. Look to Christ for mercy. Look to Christ for mercy. Go through this life looking to Christ for mercy. People are caught up in the rat race. People are so caught up in the rat race, and I'm a people. But just humanity, the flesh, men and women are so caught up trying to make it, trying to survive, trying to get all that they can get. Not realizing that they're missing out on the one thing needful, Christ. Christ. We don't just need to hear about the fact that He exists. That's not good enough. We don't just need to hear some assumptions about Him and some opinions about Him. That's not good enough. We need Him. We need Him. We need mercy from God. We need mercy from God. We need forgiveness for our sins. And it's only found in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We need Him. We need Him. We need to look to Him. And we need to keep looking to Him. Look to Him and Him alone. I had a conversation with a man here in town a few days ago. And he told me exactly what he believed salvation was. And he went on this long spiel listing all of these things that he believed salvation was. And not one time did he say the name Jesus Christ. Not one time. I want men and women to know this so badly. It's something that everybody, you just hearing this, it'll just roll through the ears. It's something people think, well, yeah, of course, yeah. No, no, no. Look to Christ for mercy. Look to Christ for mercy. Salvation is not in looking to yourself. It's not in looking to your faith. It's not in looking to your repentance. It's not in looking to your sincerity. It's not in looking to your anything. Salvation is in looking to Christ. It's in looking to His faith. It's in looking to His work. It's in looking to His everything. Turn with me over to Isaiah 45. Oh, that men and women would run this race looking to Christ for mercy. Isaiah 45, verse 20 says, assemble yourselves and come, draw near together, ye that are escaped of the nations. They have no knowledge that set up the wood of their graven image and pray unto a God that cannot save. You get that in your mind of somebody praying to a wood carving that they have carved out, and you think, how foolish. You ought to know that God can't save. That's exactly what men and women are doing today. They've carved one in their mind. And they're praying to gods that cannot save. Verse 21 says, tell ye and bring them near. Let them take counsel together. Who hath declared this from ancient time? Who hath told it from that time? Have not I the Lord? And there is no God else beside me, a just God and a Savior. There is none beside me. Verse 22, he said, look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I'm God and there's none else. If I could tell everybody one thing, it would be run your race of life looking to nothing for salvation but Jesus Christ alone. Don't look to yourself for any part of your salvation at all. Look to Him to, by Himself, do everything that needs to be done for you to be saved. Let's run this race looking to Him. Number one, for His salvation. Number two, turn with me to Psalm 5. Psalm 5, verse 1 says, give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God. For unto thee will I pray. My voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning I will direct my prayer unto thee and will look up. As we run this race and finish the course of our race, let's look to the Lord Jesus Christ for our daily help. We need it. I need it so badly. David said, first thing in the morning, every morning, I'll direct my prayer to thee and I will look up. If I would do that, it would help me immensely. Immensely. When we think about eternal salvation, it's obvious to God's people that they have to look to Christ. They know that. They know that they can't look to themselves for anything. There's nothing in them to save them. But even though God's people know that concerning eternal things, we forget every single day to look to Him for these daily needs, these daily helps, all of these overwhelming things that are so overwhelming. They're so overwhelming. And we just stand there being overwhelmed until His Spirit in mercy whispers to us again, look to Christ. Oh, yeah. Thank you. Tossed to and fro, staggered like a drunken man, at their wit's end, look to Christ. Then He delivers them out. As the troubles come to us day by day, if I could say one thing to myself and to all of God's people, it would be look to the Lord Jesus Christ. Look to the Lord Jesus Christ. Christ is all. Eternally, daily, just look to Him. That's what Hebrews 12 means when it says, let us run with patience. It's chaotic no matter what. The patience part is the calm in the eye of the storm of looking to the Lord Jesus Christ. Looking to Him for all of His help, all of these daily needs that we have. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear, all because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. So let's keep going. Lord, keep me going. Don't let me fall away. Let's keep going, looking to Christ for His salvation and for His daily help. The last one. Turn with me to Titus 2. Titus chapter 2. Titus 2, verse 13 says, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Let's finish this race by God's grace. If we finish, it will be by God's grace. It'll be by His doing. But if He does it, let's finish this race looking to the Lord Jesus Christ for His return. As we go through these overwhelming days and you think, you know, what's the end of this? Well, He may return before the end of this. At any given moment, there is going to be a glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. And at that point, nothing else is going to matter. Nothing else is going to matter. As we go through our overwhelming days, day by day, enduring all the obstacles of this race, let's go through it every single day, looking and waiting for His return. Don't forget about His return. Gabe, don't forget He's coming back. He's coming right back. He'll either come get me or come get all of us. But He's coming. Think about it. Rejoice in it. Hope in it. Wait on it. Wait on. Verse 14 says, the one who gave Himself for us that He might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto Himself a peculiar people zealous of good works. He's coming back. He's coming back. And we need to believe it and be encouraged by it and be ready for it. We need to look for His salvation, His daily help, and His return. As we run, as we finish this course, the Apostle Paul said, all these things the Holy Spirit has witnessed to me. Trials, bonds, afflictions, imprisonment, beatings, stonings, everywhere I go. He said, none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear to myself that I might finish my course with joy. He's caused me to see His salvation. His grace is sufficient through all of these things. And He's coming right back to get me. Let's look for these things. I'll just close. Let me just read this to you. Hebrews 9 verse 28 says, so Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many. And unto them that look for Him shall He appear the second time without sin unto salvation. For every soul that's looking to Him, look to Christ, look to Christ, look to Christ for everything, everything. That's how we will be able to run this race with patience, cheerful endurance, steadfast waiting, not swerving from our deliberate purpose, only looking to Christ. And in closing, go with me back to the text. It's Hebrews 12. Hebrews 12, verse 1 says, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight." All of these weights and burdens that we constantly carry around with us, and they pile up. This building is a real good example and illustration of it. There's so many things that need to be done, and they stay with you until they're done. They just weigh on you. And you got that one, and this 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 one. This one can't be done until this one's done. But this one can't be done until this one's done. And these weights and these burdens and everything, he said, lay it all aside. Completely lay it all aside. Let it roll off. He said, "And the sin which doth so easily beset us, lay it aside. Let it roll away." How do we do that? Looking to Christ. Looking to the Lord Jesus Christ. Every sin we need remedied. Every problem we need solved. Every question we need answered. Every step and decision that we need directed. The end of verse 1 says, "Let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God." That means look to him and take comfort in him over all of these things, because he's the sovereign. That's how you can let it all roll off. These things, that's how you can just let that burden roll away. This is the one who has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. This is the King on the throne. Look to him. Just look to him. All right. Let's all stand together.